Welcome to the 365 Message Center. So this week we talk about topics and, well, we're kind of farewelling it, aren't we? That's a bit of a shame, but we'll talk more about that. We're also looking at the meeting recap and the artifacts that don't normally get shared at the end of a meeting. It's going to be so much easier now that they are. And lastly, we hear that new teams rollout deadlines may be delayed. This is the 365 Message Center Show, episode 323. Huh. There we go.
That was great. It's almost as if you sat there and counted each individual episode. Until you
did
got
it feel
to
that long?
323. 7, 8, 9. Hello, everyone. Yes, welcome to episode 323. This is the episode where we say goodbye to Viva Topics. And it's like they're dragging it out, kicking and screaming, and we're kicking and screaming along with it, I think. That's the way I feel about it. But anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we've got plenty to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to let everybody know, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. If you're on the audio podcast, please give us that 5-star rating. Everybody, you know how to connect with us. Leave us a comment down below or hit us up on all the socials at 365MCS. We'd love to hear from you. And we want to hear what you think about these messages. So how about we jump right into it, Daryl? Is that okay?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. First up, we've got teams and basically the rollout of new teams has been pushed out. Microsoft Teams. I can't get used to this, Daniel, where everything starts with product name, colon. Microsoft Teams, access, work, school, and personal accounts in a single desktop app. I'm sorry.
You referred to another one. Yeah, you referred to a message we're going to cover in a little bit. They're getting rid of Teams
This
free.
Is something else.
Oh, wait, I stole the thunder.
I got it.
I stole the thunder.
No, well, it wasn't thunder to steal, just confusion. Wow. But you know the little purple icon that seemed to be the inverse of Teams when you fired up Windows 11? and you click on it, and then you try and sign in because you think you're doing the right thing to get to work or school, and it's not. That's free Teams. Yeah. And when it first came out, there were a number of admins looking for a way to remove it because it was causing confusion. And it's nice that it's included in Teams, or rather it's included in Windows 11, but I don't think it was the right way to introduce it. Well, the good news here is that we're going to be able to use one Microsoft Teams client, and you'll be able to sign into whether it be free work or school. Daniel, I think this is great.
Yeah, I do too. Yes, I agree with you. I think it's great. I think this is the way it should have been all along. One client. I understand why they couldn't. You know, there's some tech issues, but one client to rule them all, I guess. However, the problem with that is it's the new teams. And, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
We've already talked about it.
I think for me, and you said it about the confusion and all that, definitely it was confusing to people. So one app to have personal login as well as work or school, I think it's a good thing. Mm. Now, if we could just get the platform in a good way that that everyone can use it well, I think it'd be great. But yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah. So this will rely on new teams when it rolls out again. Here, signpost into another message. But this is expected and targeted release. Begin rolling out April 2024. expected to be complete mid-April 2024, and worldwide begin rolling out April 2024 and finish late June 2024. And so you'll be using the new teams to sign in with free teams, and free teams will, the client will be removed. Daniel, take us into this other aspect, which I think you said there's a, something that's probably not so clear about what it's removing.
Well, let me jump into it, and I'll kind of hopefully clarify, maybe even muddy the waters even more. We'll see. Remove customs script setting in OneDrive and SharePoint Web. This is MC714186. And this one was actually released a couple weeks back, and I was like, oh, okay, great. But really what kind of woke me up here was some talk on social about what implications this has, where it's talking about not about removing, basically turning off the ability to add script to SharePoint. So let's go back to SharePoint Classic and the upgrade to Modern. There were a few things that prevented you from being upgraded to Modern experience in SharePoint sites. One of those was you had script. You had a script web part on a page. The ramifications of that is when all of your other sites were updated to the Modern experience, that site would not be updated to the Modern experience, which, okay, but what that meant was whatever the reason why you added the script there, it still functioned, right? The way you want it to be, whatever that script was doing. So there's this setting that they are going to be removing from the SharePoint Admin Center, the custom script setting. They're going to be removing that in March, so this month, and replacing or putting in a PowerShell command that will be available in March, but through, I think it was May. And the new PowerShell command is delay, deny, add, and customize pages enforcement. So what this is talking about is basically giving you a timeline to say you have the ability to delay this until May, but they're going to turn that off. And so you're going to have the you're not going to have the ability to do this anymore, and which I think is a great idea. We need to bring those sites from Classic into Modern. We need to get off of the reason, and it needs to not be, oh, well, we need this because of XYZ. Okay, you need to find another solution then. If what you're trying to do requires you to have custom script on a SharePoint page, then you need to find another solution. That's my opinion. That's not what's being said exactly here. But just know those timeframes. And if you are using script on a SharePoint page, you're going to know you are because it's going to be Classic view right now. Now is the time to be looking at that and going, okay, how do I transition this? What do we need to do? Do we need to just accept the inevitable and say, okay, we're going to Modern and we're not going to use this to hide the navigation or whatever we were doing with script before? Do we create a Power App? Do we do something else? Whatever. Now's the time. Get with it. Figure it out, people. And if you need help figuring it out, let me know. I can help you. And I know Daryl can help as well. We could figure it out for you, but now's the time. All right. So that rollout, you're going to need to switch and use that PowerShell. The execution of existing scripts in OneDrive and SharePoint will remain unaffected. But any new ones, that's where we won't be able to do that. And the writing's on the wall, people. Right? They're turning off for new stuff. That means eventually it'll be turned off for old stuff too. Daniel's opinion. So now is the time. All right, get with it. Is that direct enough, Daryl? I hope it was.
Oh, I think so. And this is our job too on the show, is to clarify the things that might seem a little too fluffy and the actual stronger meaning is not so clear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well done, Daniel. Well done.
Yeah, and, you know, catch that in the recap once it's sent to you in chat.
Well, it will be automatically. And probably up until now, Daniel, you tried to watch the recap and maybe it said, sorry, you don't have permission. It's not shared with you. Well, guess what? Another message announcing another thing which we're glad to see, but we probably wished it was this way in the first place. What an intro. Meeting Microsoft Teams, meeting recap, and meeting artifacts automatically shared.
Yes!
In chat after a meeting. MC, where do we put the message center ID now? Yeah, it's shuffled around. MC718761. Yeah, it's that new format. But old timers, eh? We're old timers. This is a fantastic message. I've lost count. In fact, I don't even bother now clicking on meeting recordings that have been recorded by an outside party. It sits there taunting me. Oh, look, I've got a meeting recording, and you just go and click on it. Yeah, you won't be able to watch it. But this is
in that voice update. It taunts you.
Oh, no. You didn't know, Daniel, but meeting recordings are actually voiced by Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean.
Nice.
Just listen quietly, and sometimes just as a soothing kind of voice, he says, hello, Teddy. Anyway, that's way, 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 way away from the message that we're talking about. the other good news, apart from Rowan Atkinson being involved in this, is that maybe he's automatically sharing these meeting recordings, the recap, the artifacts related to the meeting with you in the chat. So it seems to include... Right, so artifacts shortly after the meeting, a recap message will appear. Great. And it will share things like your transcript, the recording, the files, shared meeting, meeting collaborative notes, and whiteboard. You know, I might want to backtrack on some of this here, because I'm pretty sure some of these things won't be shared with externals or people.
Right.
The other good thing about this, Daniel, there's something about how the video behaves that you thought was quite cool when you click on it.
Yeah, and I think beyond the fact that this puts the information in the chat, which is, you know, an activity, you know, so it'll show up in your feed, it'll show up in the chat, you know, you don't have to go back to the meeting to see it. I think it what is going to be interesting is how that video works. You know, internally, you click, does it open it up right there, or does it open up in a browser in Stream, quote unquote, right? You know, in Stream for SharePoint. That's going to be the key for me. How does that work? Is this just a dummy, quote unquote, card so that when you click it, it takes you to the recap, or is it interactive and able to? I don't know. I think maybe it might be a dummy card, but we'll see on how it functions.
Yeah. You know, I've done this a few times too, Daniel, in our history of all doing the message center, and I actually assume more than what it is. So as I look at this yet again and hear your grounding voice, can I call your voice grounding? As in like, yeah, here's reality. Here's a reality check, Daryl.
Okay.
It is not automatically sharing a meeting recording with external parties. So, sorry for all you information managers and compliance managers out there who probably just freaked out and said, "What? We have a rule for that." It is internal. This is just internally facing. It's just wrapping all those artifacts up into the chat to make it easier to access. So I still have a wish for that other thing. But,
right. But it also has the, you know, if you have the intelligent recap, right, you have access to that. You know, it does show a little bit more statistics about, you know, attendance and who was talking or the amount of talkers and all that. So I think that's kind of cool at a glance, being able to see it and not have to go to the recap. I would like to see more on this than just what's there, but maybe they'll enhance it later on.
Targeted release is rolling out April 2024, complete early April 2024, so now to now, or no, then to then. It's one of those other, like, very short time frame ones. It's just going to happen. And then for worldwide, it'll be early April and then finish late April, so it'll happen over the month. And GCC will start to see it happening in early 2024, and it'll finish mid-May 2024. Good. So, Daniel, something else that may have been useful for those of us who were socially enterprising or enterprisely socialing, we like to respond to messages with email, but what's happening in that space?
Yeah, so this one is retirement of post by email and reply by email in Viva Engage parentheses Yammer, for those people that are not keeping up to date and don't know that Yammer's being renamed. MC718760. So this is the functionality of being able to reply to an email that has Yammer. See, I just did it. Viva Engage sends you. So it's the message's fault that I said Yammer. That totally. Viva Engage sends you, be able to reply, and it posts it right directly back into that thread into Viva Engage. But also be able to just craft a new message, email, and send it to Engage, and it post, create a new post. So this is going away. They're going to get rid of it in favor of having that adaptive card in email, be able to, you know, it sends you an email and be able to actually reply in that space within the email, not hit reply in the email, but actually... I like how I do my little fingers, like, you know, in the little thingies. So the people on the audio podcast are like, what? I was describing how you, anyway, type in onto the screen in the little space in email. Anyway, they're getting rid of that reply or the new post by email, and you're supposed to interact with the email when you get it from Viva Engage. Yes. So this will begin... late March, so late this month, and be completed by late May, which is a weird, like, huge amount of time. What, 2 months to turn this off? Now, why are we even talking about this? I think the key here is, for those of you change agents in your organization, this is something you need to let people know. You may not know if people are doing this or not, right? But the people that are doing it, when it stops working, they're going to get an error message reply, you know, saying, wrong, you can't do this. And instead of, you know, them getting an error message or having a bad experience, just tell people, hey, stop, you know, here's what we need to do, and this is going to be stopping. So that's why we're covering it, is get out in front of it now so that you don't have people complaining and have any issues when it stops working. So get on that. Okay, peeps? Make sure you get on that. I don't think this is going to be delayed, this change.
No.
But
well,
something has been delayed, Daryl.
So back to what I thought I was opening up with. Man, I'm having a great day today.
You're doing wonderful.
But thanks. Thanks. You too, bro. New teams, rollout schedule for commercial and EDU customers, MC718748. We have been expecting to have to switch over to new teams, and that impending date coming and look, I like the way that we've been able to try things out and gradually do things in our own timing. Those of us who tried new teams early found that there were, you know, a lot of things lacking, so we cut back. But we've been able to dip our toes back in the water occasionally and found that for some of us and for some organizations, the water temperature is good for a swim. We've dived in. We're using new teams. There are still things that are, I guess, non-negotiables for some other organisations, and this has brought about the need to extend the time before new teams is compulsory, and that affects commercial and EDU customers. So what does this mean? There are some options, much like we've sort of talked about in the previous message, where you do have some control over the process, where if you just leave it to Microsoft-controlled rollout, for example, and your policy is set to that, the default state, by the way, if you don't do anything, this is what will happen, then new teams will be beginning to roll out early April 2024, and all remaining classic Teams users will be updated to the new Teams. The toggle switch will be removed. You won't have a choice at that point. So look, I'll just pause there. If at any point, or if you are in a state where, as an organization, you want to have more time, make the change now. Make it an admin-managed rollout, which is our second option, and admins can choose to control when new Teams is rolled out, and they use the same setting. There's a couple of choices here. New Teams becomes the default app, could become the default app, beginning April 2024, the other option is new Teams only begins to be the only option from mid-May 2024, and then end of availability when it's the only option for everyone looks to be at this point the earliest 1st of July 2024. Now we both think this is interesting because they say earliest, which actually kind of still leaves it open for being a later date.
Well, I think people who've been using new Teams for the most part understand there's some things that are a little bit quirky sometimes, and or a little bit, or don't do what it needs to do, you know, functionality wise as far as comparable features, you know, with classic Teams. And so I think, you know, this just gives Microsoft a little bit more wiggle room to say, okay, you know, we said it was March, mid-March, right? That we're, I think it was mid-March. Anyway, we said it was going to be March. Now we're saying, well, if, and this is the interesting part, is that it says right there where you were talking, we will not block classic Teams users who do not meet the new Teams prerequisites, so hardware and such requisites, right? Or who experience other install failures until July 1st, 2024, at the earliest. Which brings up to me the question of what install failures, and is this something that you could be proactive in making it not work? You know, because I'm thinking about for those organizations, and that's where I'd, you know, maybe drop down in the comments, you know, what you find on this, because I think that's what the big kicker is going to be. For large organizations who are reliant on some feature, you know, maybe there's a blocker for their users to use new Teams, how do they prevent it until that feature is fixed, right? And I think that's what is happening here. I believe, you know, that's what it should be. But anyway, so now we have a new, if you meet certain things or don't, I guess, in this case, you know, you have a new soft date of July 1st at the earliest.
So if you want to make that choice now, if not very soon, and then you'll be in more control of when that deadline arrives. But speaking of deadline, we finish on a bit of sad news, and certainly the community reacted in both ways, roughly actually. So. Tell us about it, Daniel. What's happening?
Viva Topics to be retired. MC718486, February 22nd of 2025. Microsoft is saying Viva Topics will be no more. It has a death date. And until then, you get to use it. Although, I'm not entirely sure why you would. You know, it's one of those, if you've been using Viva Topics, you've been building on it, you've been trying to, you know, do things, it's like, well, what do I do now? Well, what they're going to do is the Topic Center is just going to turn into a regular old SharePoint site, okay? And then all your topic pages are just going to turn into regular SharePoint pages. So that's good. It's not like you're losing all of your information. And in fact, you could continue building out topics. You know, it's something that you could just continue creating SharePoint pages. You could even create a template for a SharePoint page on that site that, you know, has all the kind of things, I guess, that they're going to convert it to. Because what they're saying is, hey, use Copilot. Copilot will fix it all, and therefore you don't need curated content from your users. Or, you know, you don't need people who are actually experts, because now you have your Copilot along who will regurgitate information from you, for you, from documents from 2009 that no longer apply and were written by a buffoon. A lot of sarcasm there, because I feel like, Daryl, this is something that Copilot is missing, that Topics brought. Now,
yep.
And that is the human curation and the filtering of junk versus good stuff, like old stuff versus new stuff. Stuff that is incorrect, stuff that's correct, but that's also the pain point for topics. Just like putting metadata on content, people just don't like doing it because it takes time. And, you know, for large organizations, it was like, we've got to have someone whose sole responsibility is topics curation and fixing and, you know, and all that. And it's like, well, that's a cost center and I have to pay money for that. Well, yeah, for good content, you do. I just don't think Copilot's going to fix it. I don't think Copilot is more of a regurgitation tool than a giving you the right information tool. So, I don't know. Do you agree with me?
I think, I what I was looking forward to, and I thought I was drawing dotted lines here, but the Answers Portal in Viva came out, and it also has a light version of Topics, so you can categorize or put a topic against your question in the portal, and then that would channel it through to a subject matter expert. Yeah, and I get the challenge that it is an extra thing for people to curate that information in Topics. But with the right change program, you could have encouraged people to spend a bit of time on that little hashtag that pops up and shows you that card, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll just do a little bit of time there enriching that topic. Now, where Copilot could have benefited from that is using, as Daniel said, that human element. That effort was going to be used to enrich or even help correct and be a source for Copilot. That would have been fantastic, to search for a known topic that we, you know, are curating and using, and that information comes back with results that we know we have contributed to, and not just left up to an algorithm, but helped the algorithm.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to help the algorithm, because they're going to be SharePoint pages. You know, it's going to be content, but it's not going to be the most authoritative content. And that's what Viva Topics was, right? It was the central place, and all of that information on those topic pages were supposed to be curated and good content. Now it's just going to be another SharePoint page that has information competing with other SharePoint pages and documents to get you, you know, to get you the information. And could be totally, you know, before it was, if someone dumped a bunch of documents about a topic in a SharePoint site that had nothing to do with the topic or was wrong, then you had control over that topic to not be able to link those documents to it. Now Copilot is going to consume those documents and assume that they are part of the overall story. Now, I'm not trying to dog on Copilot. Copilot has its place, and I think it's great, but it's not the same. So it's going to be very interesting here on how you can, as an organization, really control that story. So having clean content, getting your environment prepared for Copilot is going to be huge. So visit my workshop in Seattle at TechCon 365, where I'm talking about that very thing. So see you then. Use discount code Daniel100 to save money. Oh, that was a terrible self-promoting pitch there, but anyway,
it felt like it was actually prepared.
No, it just came to mind. I'm like, I am doing a workshop on this. You're just going to have to prepare. Yeah, you're just going to have to prepare people, and it's not going to be. I don't think this is going to make the problem. I don't think it's going to make it easier. So anyway.
Well, yeah. My final thought on this is that it's taking away a method that we could have helped Copilot enrich the results. Is there going to be another way to do this?
I don't know. You know, and the other thing I thought about was, what about all those hashtags on pages, that people had that linked to topics page? Like,
yep.
What?
Not going to work.
What's going to happen to those? Do they still link to, like, instead of a topics card, it actually just takes you to that SharePoint page? Probably not. So, I don't know. Anyway. Anywho's, that's the show, our peeps. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Would love to see your comments. I'm hoping this week is a big comment week. You know, give us comments down below. If you're on the audio podcast, jump on the socials at mention us at 365MCS and tell us what your thoughts are. I know Daryl would like to hear them. Right, Daryl?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. I read them every night and consider my response. Yeah. No, I do. No. Thank you. Thank you for engaging with us in the chat and the socials. Yes. It is cool. Absolutely. To be part of a community that has an opinion about our modern workplace and what things are coming and changing. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.